This mid-19th century sketch is rendered in oil paint on paper, yet the suggestion of dynamic cloud movement and loose gestural brush marks impart a fresh modern feeling. There is an immediacy to the image, derived from how quickly the paint was applied. This energetic approach indicates a need to capture the nature of the clouds from life before they are gone forever, and these atmospheric elusive forms are a challenge for even the greatest artists. As a viewer looking in, we are positioned quite low in the landscape, as if seated, while a brown dust rises up through a threatening sky. In the foreground, dark melting shapes blend in with the mottled grasses, above which a tantalizing strip of golden yellow plays an ambiguous role, seemingly out of reach and far away. Albert Bierstadt was largely self-taught. In 1853, he traveled to Dusseldorf, Germany, and received private lessons from American artists Worthington Whitridge and Emanuel Leutze, both of whom had trained at the Dusseldorf Academy. He learned to paint plein air, in the open air, to create narrative compositions and achieve detailed accuracy. His plein air skills were crucial to his development, as he was the first skillful painter exploring the American West who could convey the impressive power of the subject. Bierstadt made it his mission to produce copious sketches, take innumerable photographs, and gather a multitude of Native American artifacts to bring back to his New York studio, so he could paint the American West in as large a scale as possible for uninitiated viewers to be enthralled by its grandeur. Bierstadt was very successful as a painter and businessman. He reproduced his paintings as engravings and chromolithographs, making him wealthy and famous. But by the late 1880s, his subject matter and painting style were no longer relevant. Impressionism, which he did not like, more accurately reflected the times. Bierstadt refused to evolve, and by the time he died in 1902, he was a poverty-stricken non-entity. That is, until a new 20th century generation of admirers discovered the ambition, vigor, and energy of his work. Connection to Nebraska. In 1859, Albert Bierstadt traveled with a government survey expedition led by Colonel Frederick W. Lander along the Platte River in Nebraska to the Wind River Mountains in western Wyoming. Bierstadt undertook a second trip in 1863 through Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington.